It's Jim Brown's night again. All the neighborhood folks are here for the weekly party given by the Brown Fence and Wire Company of Cleveland, Ohio, and Memphis, Tennessee. Everybody and everything is all set for a big evening. So without further delay, let's go. Here's Jim Brown.
Howdy, folks. Now, boys, I know a tune we've played 1,000 times, but this time we're going to play it better than ever.
What is it, Jim?
Arkansas Traveler. Put her in G, and let's hoop it up.
Play that.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Sing my favorite, Down on the Old Plantation.
All right, Frank, come on, let's sing it for him.
All right.
I hear the banjos ringing, those melodies that linger in my heart. I hear the darkies singing, those good old songs that make the teardrops start. Oh, how I long to go back again, back to that blue Dixie sky, down on the old plantation. Oh, take me there and let me live and die. I see a slow
our place is down by the creek ain't on the line, according to my calculations. Let's get it surveyed. If it's over on my line, and I think it is, you're just out of fence. Because anything on my land belongs to me.
Now listen here, Ed. I don't want any argument over this. We've been friends and neighbors too long.
Well?
Maybe it is on your side. What if it is? It wasn't intentional. I ain't trying to steal your land.
Well, I didn't say you did.
It's no great job to move that fence either. It's brand new, and it's one of them copper steel wire fences I bought off in Jim Brown. And you know they last for a long time. Speaking of Jim Brown, let's put it up to him. He knows all about fences. Ask him. Say, Jim, I want to ask you something.
Well, I couldn't help hearing what you boys have been talking about. And I'll tell you what a judge said on a case just like that.
Wait a minute, Jim. Johnny, that banjo of yours has been resting against the stove so long, it should have been all head up, is it?
It sure is. Go on, play something, Johnny.
It's high time we all got together again on something we can all sing. What'll it be, boys?
What's about open up them pearly gates?
That's Kevin. That's a D, I think, ain't it, Frank?
Yeah.
Go ahead and sing her.
Listen, all you sinners, if you want to get to heaven, heaven, better get down on your knees and pray. Oh, all you gambling skinners, better quit saying it's heaven, heaven, get yourself prepared for judgment day. Kids, I done had a vision. Seen them gates closing, closing, and I've seen you sinners all outside. You better make your decision. Pray that you be chosen, chosen. It'll be too late to when you done lay down and die. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Right here. And I want my way on this one. It's just got to be, that's all. It's Sleepy Rio Grande Waltz. How about it?
Oh, all right. All right,
Frank. Go ahead and sing it, too.
Let it go.
Play that waltz again. Sleepy Rio Grande. Let me dream of bright Spanish eyes. Dreams that will never. Pale moon high above, night just made for love. Let me hear those mandolins play, Sleepy Rio Grande.
Round me those memories come stealing. Memories that linger with me yet. I hear a melody appealing, one I can never forget. Once more I seem to feel you near me. Once more I hold you to my
Tom here sure has got love bad. You can tell that by looking at him. Let's sing him our old song, How to Make Love. What
all
do you
right,
say?
All right, boys, let's do that. It's in D.
Do you want your girl to love you? Do you want to be her beau? Then I'll tell you how to do it, boys. I'll tell you all I know. Put on your bib and tucker and scrub your face real hard. Park your hair right in the middle, boys, and slick it down with lard. Put your derby hat on sideways, pull your peg top pants up short. Get a red bow tie on a rubber band and show her you're a sport. Get yourself some drugstore perfume and sprinkle it on your clothes. Just to dance with will be plenty, boys, to tickle her little nose. Grease your buggy and your harness and curry your trotting mare. Buy a pretty lap robe, boys, and get you a lady fair. Tie a ribbon on your buggy whip, get a pair of yellow gloves. Then take her to the county fair and buy her what she loves. Tell her she is prettier than a movie actress. Talk about her pretty curls and about her handsome dress. Get yourself an old front tooth, a silver signet ring, a double note harmonica, and learn to play and sing. for you know she's a-settin' on your lap. Tell her she's so pretty, she takes away your breath. And before you know it, she's a-huggin' you to death. But if she does not love you, boys, just make her jealous then. Tell her you love somebody else, but she is just a friend. Take her out to dances and flirt with the other girls. And hug them close and whisper soft and give them all a whirl. Laugh out loud with the others, but to your girl don't you speak. And when she comes around, you boys, just turn from her your cheek. Now follow these directions, and she'll be your wife. Or else she'll marry somebody else and hate you all her life.
You fellas think you're Josh me, don't you? But I'll tell you a song that me and my gal used to sing together. I'll bet you all know it, too.
What is it?
We sat beneath the maple on the hill.
Oh, that is
a great song.
Here, let's sing that.
Near a quiet country village grows a maple on the hill. There we sat with my Janetta long ago. When the stars were shining brightly and we heard the whippoorwill, then we vowed to love each other evermore. We would sing love songs together when the birds had gone to rest, and would listen to the murmur of the rill. Then I'd fold my arms around her, lay my head upon her breast, when we sat beneath the maple on the hill. We are getting old and feeble, yet the stars are shining bright, and we listen to the murmur of the rill. Will you always love me, darling, as you did those starry nights when we sat beneath the maple on the hill? Don't forget me, little darling, when they lay me down to rest. Here's a little wish, oh darling, grant I crave. When you linger there in sadness, thinking, darling, of the past, let your teardrops kiss the flowers on my grave. I will soon be with the angels on that bright and peaceful shore. Even now I hear them coming o'er the rill. So goodbye, my little darling, for my time has come to go. I must leave you and the maple on the hill. We are getting old and feeble, yet the stars are shining bright, and we listen to the murmur on the hill. Will you always love me, darling, as you hear those starry nights when we sat beneath the maple on the hill?
Well, that sure is.
Boy, I love this. Now, you boys keep quiet for just a minute or two until I tell Ed and Bill here about that fence question. You see, Sam Calhoun and Will Matson were neighbors. Sam built a fence dividing his land from Bill's and thought he put it on the right dividing line. But when a survey was made, they found out that the fence was about a rod or more on Bill's land. So Sam pulled up the fence and placed it on the true dividing line. Bill claimed because the fence had been on his land, it belonged to him. Sam claimed that Bill gave his consent to have the fence built and didn't have any reason to complain when they found out the fence was in the wrong place. The court ruled that Sam was right, that he owned the fence and had a right to move it back to the true line as long as he did it within a reasonable time after the mistake was found out. I'll tell you, boys, fencing plays a mighty important part in farming. Every farmer knows the value of a good fence to protect his crops. But there's a lot of legal questions farmers don't know of the answers to.
I've put a lot of these answers together in a little book, which will be a big help to you, and you want to be sure about your fencing, I'll tell you that. I'll send one over to you if you'd like to have one. Would you like to have one, boys?
Sure would.
Yeah, well,
yes,
that's fine.
I appreciate it.
I just thought of a song that always struck me hard. It's called, Can I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister?
Oh, that's a nice
it's
old
a good
song, yes, sir.
You fellas know it?
Yeah, we know it well.
I do. Last night it was dark and it was stormy when a tramp came along in the rain. He was making his way to some station to catch a long distance train. May I sleep in your barn tonight, mister? Cold lying out on the ground, and the cold north wind it is whistling, and I have no place to lie down. Oh, I have no tobacco or matches, and I'm sure that I'll do I will tell you my story, kind mister, for it runs through my heart like a storm. It was 3 years ago last summer. I shall never forget that sad day when a stranger come out from the city. She'd like to be earning some money to add to our home. So this talk, it was finally started that the stranger would stay in our home. One night as I come from my workshop,
sure a nice old song.
Sure is. I like that one, too.
Well, now, let me see, boys. Let's have another good old lively tune. What do you say to, Putting On Style? How does that sound?
Let's put on some style. What do you say? Young man in a carriage, driving like he's mad, with a pair of horses borrowed from his dad. He cracks his lips a lively to make his lady smile, but all she know he's only putting on the style. Sweet 16, she goes to church just to see the boys. Turns her head and giggles at every little noise. First this way a little, then that way a while. The boys all know she's only putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That is what the young folks are doing all the while. As I look around me, I'm very apt to smile. See so many people putting on the style. Oh, a young man in a restaurant smokes a dirty pipe. Look
doing and thinking all the while that there's nothing equal to putting on the style. Young man just from college makes a great display with a long jawbreaker, but all he has to say can't be found in Western and won't be for a while. All we know, he's only putting on the style, putting on the agony, putting on the style. That is what the young folks are doing all the while. As I look around me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style.
This program is another of the weekly musical gatherings arranged by Jim Brown and the Brown Fence and Wire Company of Cleveland, Ohio and Memphis, Tennessee. We hope you have enjoyed this entertainment. Jim Brown has just mailed out his 42nd annual catalog. This big 1931 book quotes the lowest prices in 15 years. It lists woven wire, fencing of all kinds, made from copper steel wire, field fencing, ornamental fencing, protection fencing, and poultry fencing. Also, barbed wire, gates, steel posts, and 100 other needs for farm and farm home. If your copy of this catalog hasn't arrived, write Jim Brown, care of this station. Do this before you order your spring supplies, and save money by buying direct. This Brown Fence and Wire Company broadcast has been announced by Louis A. Witten in New York City. You will now hear from your local announcer.